Good evening, my friends. It is Friday night and time for Zapped, an hour of Frank Zappa here on listener-supported KKRN Community Radio 88.5 on your FM dial. I am your host, Andy. And I know it's been a while since I've produced a new show for you, but we've got a good one tonight. It's going to be heavy on the late 1960s, early 1970s. So a lot of good stuff from that era. This is Project X that we're listening to in the background. But we're going to go into a run here that is off the 1967 album with the Mothers of Invention. It's called Absolutely Free. Thanks for tuning in to Zapped.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Fellow Americans.
He's been sick. And I think his wife is gonna bring him some chicken soup. I know it's hard to defend an unpopular policy every once in a while.
Plastic people, oh baby, now you're such a drag.
And there's this guy from the CIA and he's creeping around Laurel Canyon.
Fine little girl, she waits for me. She's as plastic as she can be. She paints her face with plastic goo and wrecks her hair with some shampoo.
Plastic people, oh baby, now you're such a drag.
I don't know, sometimes I just get tired of you, honey. It's your hairspray or something.
Plastic people, oh baby, you're such a drag.
I hear the sound of marching feet down Sunset Boulevard to Crescent Heights, and there at Pandora's Box, we are confronted with a vast quantity of plastic people.
Take a day and walk around. Watch the Nazis run your town. Then go home and check yourself. You think we're singing about someone else?
You're plastic people. Oh, baby, now you're such a drag.
A product of plasticity. A product of plasticity. A product of plasticity.
Plastic people are your foot, your hair, your nose, your arm. You eat, suck,
plastic.
No, a prune is not a vegetable. Cabbage is a vegetable, makes it okay.
Drive. You dream about, you think only of, you read. You are pebbles, plastic, pebbles, purple prancing,
everybody.
June reveals your chest
very new. In June, reveals your chest. I see your lovely beans, and in that magic go-kart, I bite your neck. The love I have for you, my dear, is real and a very new.
Chunka, 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 chunka.
And stands, oh no, taller and stronger than any tree or bush. And I know the love I have for you will grow and grow and grow, I think. And so, my love, I offer you a love that is strong, a prune that is true.
My Duchess of Prunes.
I'm going to be through the prune in June. It fills your chest. I see your lovely beans. And in that magical cart, I bite your neck. The cheese I have for you, my dear, is real and a very new. And they just lie there, drowning and sickening, and it just, I don't know. And I know, I think, the love I have for you will never end. Well, maybe. And so, my love, I offer you a love that is strong, a prune that is true.
This is the exciting part.
Just like the Supremes, this is the way it builds up.
Baby,
you feel it?
Baby, baby, baby.
My prune is yours, my love. My cheese for you,
my baby prune to you.
My baby, I do, my baby, I do.
My baby prune,
my baby prune,
my baby prune.
All baby prunes, all baby love, all baby love, all baby love, all baby love.
Cheesy, cheesy.
This is a song about vegetables. They keep you regular. They're real good for you.
Call any vegetable.
Call any.
Call it by name.
Call any vegetable.
Call one today.
Call
when you get off the train.
Call any vegetable.
Call any vegetable. And the chances are good. All the vegetable will respond to you.
Some people don't go for prunes. I don't know. I've always found that if they...
Call any vegetable.
Call any vegetable.
Pick up your phone.
Call.
that a vegetable will respond to you.
Rutabaga, 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 rutabaga.
A prune isn't really a vegetable. Cabbage is a vegetable.
No one will know if you don't want to let them know. No one will know unless it's you that might tell them so. Call and they'll come to you covered with dew. Vegetables dream of responding to you.
Standing there shiny and proud by your side, holding your hand while the neighbors decide. Why is a vegetable something to hide? Wow! Wow!
Thank you. lot of people don't bother about their friends in the vegetable kingdom. They think, what can I say? What can a person like myself say to a vegetable? But the answer is simple, my friends. Just call and tell them how you feel about muffins, pumpkins, wax paper, Caledonia mahogany's elbows, and green things in general. And soon a new rapport, you and your new little green and yellow buddies, grooving together, oh no, maintaining your coolness together, worshiping together in the church of your choice, only in America. Chances are good, that the vegetable will respond to you. Oh no, can you see them responding? The pumpkin is breathing hard. What a pumpkin.
Hey, it's Andy. You are listening to Zapped here on listener-supported KKRN. We are the community radio station at 88.5 FM. You just heard a run off of the 1967 Frank Zappa and the Mothers of an Invention album called Absolutely Free. Had a little presidential greeting there at the very beginning of Plastic People. So that whole run, it's really kind of one song, but they do have them broken out into sections. So it was Plastic People, followed by The Duke of Prunes, Amnesia Vivace, The Duke Regains His Chops, Call Any Vegetable, Invocation and Ritual Dance of the Young Pumpkin, and then finally The Soft Cell Conclusion. That's always been a fun one. That was one of the first albums I ever heard of Frank. Probably Hot Rats was the first one, and then this one was a close second, Absolutely Free. And I used to really like Call Any Vegetable. I mean, I still like it, but that was one of the first few songs that when I first got exposed to Frank Zappa, and I was like, hey, this is kind of neat. All right, I hope you thought it was neat. I'm going to continue on. Here's a couple more. I think this is an early or late 60s song, but this is called You're Probably Wondering Why I'm Here. Thanks again for tuning into Zapped.
You're probably wondering why I'm here, and so am I, so am I. Just as much as you wonder about me being in this place.
Yeah.
That's just how much I marvel at the lameness on your face. You rise each day the same old way and join your friends out on the street. Spray your hair and take your knee. I think your life is incomplete, but maybe that's not for me to say. They only pay me here to play.
I want to hear a caravan with a drum solo.
You're probably wondering why I'm here, and so am I, so am I. Just as much as you wonder about me staring back at you.
Yeah.
That's just how much I question the coin. gang where the action is. Stomp all night and drink your fizz. Roll your car and say gee whiz. You tore a big hole in your convertible top. What will you tell your mom and pop?
Mom, I tore a big hole in a convertible.
You're probably wondering why I'm here, and so am I, so am I. Just as much as you wonder if I mean just what I say. That's just how much I question the social games you play. You told your mom you're stoked on town and went for a cruise in Freddy's car. Tommy's asking where you are. You boogied all night in a cheesy bar. Plastic boots and plastic hat, and you think you know where it's at. Yeah! You're probably wondering why I'm here.
Not that it makes a heck of a lot of difference to you.
can't happen here. It can't happen here. I'm telling you, my dear, that it can't happen here. Because I've been checking it out, baby. I checked it out a couple of times. And I'm telling you, it can't happen here. Oh, darling, it's important that you believe me, bop, 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 that it can't happen here. Who could imagine that they would freak out somewhere in Kansas?
Kansas.
Who could imagine that they would freak out in Minnesota? Could imagine. In Washington, D.C. But it can't happen here.
D.C., 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 D.C.,
D.C., D.C., D.C., D.C., D.C., D.C., everybody's safe and it can't happen here. No freaks for us, it can't happen here. Everybody's clean and it can't happen here. No, no, it won't happen here. I'm telling you kids, it won't happen here. Bop, 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 bop. Plastic folks, you know it won't happen here. You're safe, mama. You're safe, baby. You just cook the TV dinner and you make it. Bop, bop, bop. No, we're going to get a TV dinner and cook it up. Oh, get a TV dinner and cook it up. Cook it up. Oh, and it won't happen here.
No, 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 man, you guys.
But they would freak out in the suburbs.
Everything's cool.
I remember Tutu. I remember Tutu. I remember Tutu. They had a swimming pool. I remember Tutu. I remember Tutu. They had a swimming pool. I remember Tutu. I remember Tutu. They had a swimming pool. And they thought it couldn't happen here.
Da, 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 da. They knew it couldn't happen here. They were so sure it couldn't happen here. But
Susie.
Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I've always felt it. Yes, I agree, man. It really makes it. Yeah, it's a real.
Susie, you just got to town, and we've been very interested in your development.
Forget it!
It can't happen here.
That's right, you heard right. The secret word for tonight is mud shark. And of course, with the mud shark secret word is the mud shark arpeggio. A marvelous little arpeggio. And now, the mating call of the adult male mud shark. The Mud Shark Dancing Lesson.
Now this dance started up in Seattle.
Let me tell you the story about the Mud Shark. Bring the band on down behind me, boys. The origins of the Mud Shark are as follows. There's a motel in Seattle, Washington, called the Edgewater Inn. The Edgewater Inn is built out on a pier, so that means that when you look out your window, you don't see any dirt. It's got a bay or something out in your backyard. And to make it even more interesting, in the lobby of the aforementioned motel, there's a bait and tackle shop where the residents can go down whenever they want to rent a fishing pole and some preserved minnows and schlep back up to their rooms, open the window, stick their little pole outside, and within a few minutes, actually catch a fish of some sort that they can bring into their motel room and do whatever they want with it. You know what I mean? Now in this bay, there's quite a variety of fish. Not only do they have mud sharks up there, they got little octopuses that you can catch. And all of these denizens of the deep can come in real handy. Let's say you were a traveling rock and roll band called the Vanilla Fudge. Let's say one night you checked into the Edgewater Inn with an 8mm movie camera, enough money to rent a pole, and just to make it more interesting, a succulent young lady.
No.
With a taste for the bizarre. My mind drifts back to a meeting, a chance meeting in the Chicago O'Hare Airport, where the members of the Vanilla Fudge told Don Preston about a home movie they made at the Edgewater Inn with a mud shark. And I'm gonna tell you, this dance, the mud shark is sweeping the ocean.
Listening to Zapped, and I am your host Andy, and you just heard some more vintage Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention. You heard "You Are Probably Wondering Why I'm Here," followed by "Help, I'm a Rock," and lastly was the Mud Shark. Little story there for you. I forget if they actually tell. I think there's the band that is actually the band that is. Well, maybe they said it in the song. I forgot, but. Yeah, that's based on a true story, so take it for what you will. I don't know if you can still do that up in Seattle, fish out of the hotel. I haven't seen it. I've been to Seattle multiple times, but Never got the fishing hotel. All right, we're going to conclude here soon, but a couple more before I say my goodnight to you. But this is going to be the Uncle Meat Variations coming up here on Zapped. Andy, you're listening to Zapped, and you just heard the Uncle Meat Variations, followed by It Just Might Be a One-Shot Deal. You know, think about that often. It just might be. I don't know. Do you believe in reincarnation? If you do, then maybe you get a second shot or millions of shots. I don't know. You know, they said, I hung out with some Krishnas back in college, and they used to believe that if you had any type of karma, then you'd have to come back and live again until you could finally... Maybe that's part Buddhism too, kind of transcending to nirvana. I think they called it Vrindavan in the Krishna world. Anyway, I digress. So that is it. I've got one more song to play for you on the outro, but I want to thank you for tuning into Zapped. And I believe we've got the piping hour coming up after Zapped tonight. Happy New Year 2025. I know it's been a while since I've made a new show, but hope to do some more soon. So thanks again for tuning in to listener supported KKRN. And I'm going to leave you with the Nancy and Mary music here on Zapped. Have a good night.